The screen door at the Fuller's house had slumped off its hinges, and the mesh was clogged. The aluminum was dull and spotted with age. The old Japanese woman shuffled through the kitchen. She peered up through the dirty screen.
Yes, may I help you?
After 50 years in Idaho, she still spoke with the deliberateness of a foreigner, carefully pronouncing words, lining them up one after another, and launching them tentatively into the air. Hi, Momoko, it's me, Cassie. Can I come in? The old woman backed away from the door and held it open.
Yes, please, sir.
All the lamps in the house were off, and the shades were drawn. Cass set the basket of food on the kitchen table and yanked the cord on the roll-up blinds, letting in the cold, dim light of the morning. The plastic blinds were torn in places and patched with scotch tape that had turned yellow and brittle. She could hear Momoko saying something in Japanese behind her. She talked to herself, always had.
I didn't know my way around the palace, but I knew if I got down the stairs and turned the right way, I'd see the massive glass doors that led to the garden. I just needed the doors. I ran down the grand stairwell, my bare feet making slapping sounds on the marble.
He can't get away with that, Lula said. She leaned out the back window and fired off 6 shots into the back of the van. I heard pop, 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 zing, wang, bang. Oh my God, I said, he was carrying fireworks back there, and blasting powder. I tried to back up, but the Porsche was stuck to the van, hung up on its back bumper. Everyone out of the car, I said. Now! We all scrambled out of the car and saw that Puka was also out of the van and running to the industrial park entrance. Get him! Grandma yelled. Get the bastard!
Many of the guests began leaving as well. Alex and Connor followed them out down the entrance steps and away from the palace.
This whole evil queen situation is starting to concern me, Alex said.
I know, but it's not really our problem, Connor said. We'll be long gone before anything else happens.
I suppose so, Alex said.
And so, if this man next to her now was not a man she would have chosen before this time, what did it matter? He most likely wouldn't have chosen her either. But here they were. An olive pictured 2 slices of Swiss cheese pressed together. Such holes they brought to this union. What pieces life took out of you. Her eyes were closed, and throughout her tired self swept waves of gratitude and regret. She pictured the sunny room, the sun-washed wall, the bayberry outside. It baffled her. The world. She did not want to leave it yet.